tweaking. I am alone in a parked car near a convenience store, looking for a fix the size of a mustard seed. I scratch my neck and forehead, where the sweat covers my eyes, like the time I swam in a lake to find a fishing rod that dropped out of the boat. I remember the murkiness, how the water flushed my body's weight to the bottom, and the mud enveloping my feet that continued to sink into the sharp white shells catching each toe when I started flutter kicking towards the surface. Upon returning to shore without the rod, my grandmother, hearing of my expedition, scolded me of the diseases in the water that would make me sick beyond repair, and I watched her catch a catfish with a strand of line strung to a stick on one end and a hook on the other. It's the middle of the night, and I scour the floorboards, scratching the fibers of the carpet underneath my fingernails. I need to keep looking.